We raise beans and several different kinds of vegetables, eggplants, peppers. We had a little of everything in our house garden, things that people said wouldn't grow down here.
Not then.
Oh, what sort of things?
Whole lot more.
We had the rhubarb, tried asparagus, but that wasn't too good.
We had a farm out of there.
We had some kohlrabi once that we used to have up on Long Island in the summertime. We tried that, and I think that grew one winter, but we didn't care enough for it to try it.
Sure. What is kohlrabi?
I think it's something like a turnip. Round, kind of flattish. It's not bad to eat. The other things I like better. Well, I had a gorgeous bed of flowers, and when we first built the house out there, it was nothing. It was just flat, muck land, and we put a fence around the house, and I put little hibiscus cuttings, plants that I had raised from cutting about a foot high here around. And about 2 years, those things were at the top of the fence. They were about 5 feet tall. They were beautiful things and blooming all the time. And I had gladiolas and snapdragons and African daisies, what is gerbera, they call them. Great big daisy things that are all colored. And everything grew in a just giant size out there. We had ducks, chickens, rabbit, and a horse, and a cow. And we had, what are the wild ducks that have the blue neck band? We had to get special permission from the government and get the birds from them to try to raise them down on the farm. They stayed around. I don't know if they even cut their wings, but they stayed around there. But ducks will not lay eggs in a nest. And they, oh man, the colored man caretaker we had out there used to gather up the eggs whenever he saw one, and he'd bring them in and keep till he got enough, and then he'd put enough for a hen to set off setting of egg under a hen and let the hen hatch or something. And that was the funniest thing in the world, to see a hen wandering around the yard with a bunch of little ducks. Chugging along behind her. But we raised several settings of those.
Did the ducks multiply?
With the hen setting on the eggs, it did. We had several batches of them. They were good to eat too.
How do you tell the difference between a fertilized egg and an unfertilized egg?
Well, if you'll notice when you crack I don't know how you can tell without breaking it, but there is a way. I think they candle it. Hold it up with a light behind it. Call it candling eggs. And I suppose there'd be maybe a dark spot in it or something. But in a hen's egg, if you look at it, when you crack it, you'll see a little stringy thing sometimes hanging down from the yolk. And that's a fertilized egg.
Did you have like any other animals that you kept around here on your farm? Did you have any other animals that you kept on your farm?
No, I don't think we did.